the fragrance of heaven. And we're going to close off with a beautiful song that ties into it a little bit. And it makes me just think of this aroma, a fragrance. And it's so beautiful. You know, there's a scripture that I want to open up with from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9. And it says, oil and perfume make the heart glad. So a man's counsel is sweet to his friend. I don't know how many of you have had the counsel of a friend in the last week or two that has cheered your heart. If there's anyone like that this morning, just show me that you are getting counsel and encouragement from friends or godly people. Awesome. It lifts your heart. It brings this gladness in your heart. It almost takes that spirit of heaviness and it lifts it. It's because someone else comes alongside you and encourages you. And so it's so beautiful, even here as it says physically, how oil and perfume make the heart glad. There's something about smelling someone's fragrance, and it's a beautiful smell. There's a few, and I'm going to use the men as an example, like Paul and others, that I often give a hug in the morning on Sunday mornings, and I get this strong, beautiful fragrance that comes off. And I always say to him, geez, Paul, what is that fragrance that you wear? You know, what is it? And I ask him for the name, and I always forget it anyway. But doesn't a fragrance that hits you in the nose, in the sinuses, do something to your mind? It brings something out. That's how powerful a fragrance is, literally. They use fragrances right from the Old Testament through to the New Testament. They use fragrances for different rituals. They use fragrances for embalming the dead. They've used fragrances over the generations to bring certain emotions alive in us. Sometimes you'll smell a fragrance. And this is the power, and this is what designers do. They're called perfume artists. They create a fragrance that arouses you and arouses your desires. Now, that's how powerful just a fragrance can be. And why I want to just mention this morning is because I want us to tie it into how powerful our spiritual fragrance should be as believers in this world that we find ourselves ministering in every single day. Because the fragrance that you give off spiritually is so powerful and can bring gladness to someone's heart. And you need to believe in that this morning. I almost want to stir your heart to say, come on, believe that you give off a powerful spiritual fragrance that changes people's lives around you. And it's the presence, obviously, the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Have you ever, like I said, asked somebody, what's the name of your perfume? What's that cologne you're wearing? You know, when it comes to John chapter 4, verse 23, it speaks about worship, us worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. And I would like to relate this to what happens in our lives when we become true worshipers that God is looking for. When we become the true worshipers that God is looking for, we give off a fragrance to the Lord. We become an aroma of worship to the Lord. And we also take that aroma to the world around us. And so my heart's cry is in my own life is, Lord, may I be a truly surrendered worshiper. Wherever I go, may I give off the fragrance of the love of Christ and His presence to the world around me. Ephesians 5 verse 1 to 2 says, therefore, be imitators of God. Be imitators of God. We call to imitate God as beloved children, and walk in love. That means go in the way of love. Imitate God in His way of love, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for you, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. What I find beautiful is that Jesus was the most beautiful aroma to the Lord God. His life was a pleasing aroma to the Lord as He walked in love and as He ministered to people around Him. And now God is calling us to be that aroma to God and to others in this world. You know how many times Scripture says to us that you are, it says first of all that Jesus was the light of the world. And then it always turns it and it says, now you are the light of the world. You become the light of the world. You are the hope of this world. Then it says, in different scriptures, not only are you the light of the world, it said Jesus was the salt. Then it says, now you are the salt of this earth. Then He uses another example and He says, Christ is the aroma, this pleasing aroma going up to the heavens to please God. And now you are the aroma to please God and to touch other people's lives. And so the challenge is always in our lives is to come into a place where we say, am I giving off a good aroma? That's a challenge to our hearts. Because an aroma of anger or unforgiveness or bitterness kills a sweet-smelling aroma of love and joy and peace and comfort. One bad aroma disqualifies a beautiful aroma that flows from your life. And this is the super big challenge in our lives as believers. What aromas am I giving off spiritually? How is my life being impactful to every single person around me? And I know it's the toughest when it comes to our household, to the people that are closest to us. That's where your aroma should hit first. And often we are so caught up in relationships that become destructive with the closest people around us. And then it's destroying those people. And we're giving off anger, and we're giving off impatience, and we're giving off so many unhealthy aromas that are destroying people's lives around us and destroying our kids' lives. And so I want to encourage you this morning, ask God the question, am I a pleasing aroma to you, Lord? Am I a pleasing aroma to you? And am I a pleasing aroma to people around me? When I think of fragrances and I think of the power of fragrances, it carries such, it's such a small, if you think about it, it's droplets. It's a mist. It's a mist that you spray that goes into the air. And I'm going to spray it. If you can smell that, put up your hand. When you smell that, put up your hand. I hope I'm not going to blind you. People are putting, there we go. Darren, did you smell it? Eventually at the back there. It's amazing how a few droplets of mist go into the air that can fill this entire place. And it just did that in 3 seconds. And I think of just the presence of the Lord in our lives. And I go, it's His sweet presence that is our aroma in our lives, that fills our lives. And it should fill our lives so much that it just flows from us. There's a word, diffuse. When you spray perfume, it diffuses into the air. And that word diffuse from the dictionary means spread. Spread over a wide area or between a large number of people. Or to spread over a large space, not concentrated in one area. When you diffuse perfume, it's amazing the impact that those tiny droplets just have in an entire room. And it's the sense that God wants us to have over our lives and this impact that He wants us to have over people's lives is to diffuse the fragrance of heaven into this world. You are called to be a diffuser of the fragrance of heaven. You're called to be a diffuser of the fragrance of Christ, the gospel, into the world around us. God doesn't choose anyone else, but He chooses us to diffuse the fragrance of love, the fragrance of compassion, the fragrance of patience, the fragrance of comfort to people around us, the fragrance of hope, the fragrance of truth, the fragrance of forgiveness and grace and honesty and respect and honor and integrity. There are so many beautiful fragrances that God is calling us to diffuse into this world so that we would impact every single person around us. What I find when you spray a fragrance on, obviously, is other people generally smell it more than you smell it on yourself. When you have a fragrance and you spray it on your neck, you might smell it at first, but then it becomes more powerful to others around you. They often smell it and you go, yes, I can't really smell it anymore. It almost wears off to you, but it's powerful to people around you. And I was in the gym this week again, and a lady came up to me, and we've been greeting each other for the last couple of months. And we're often chatting in the gym, and we're speaking, and we're laughing, and we're sharing jokes. And this woman comes up to me, and she as you often do, we tease each other in amongst everyone else. We've got good relationships. And we joke and I say, yes, listen, you talk so much, you should go to Mug and Bean. You know, sometimes she's not training. She's talking to other guys and her husband in the gym and it's just chatter, chatter, chatter. And I go and I speak to her this week and I just say to her, you know, how are you this morning? You know, how are things going? And she says, no, things are okay. And then she said to me, can I tell you something before you run off? She said, I'm starting to understand some things here. And I'm like, what is she talking about? And she says, you know, I went home to my husband and she said, there's this guy in the gym that I speak to, that I see speaking to everyone. And she says, this guy must be a Christian because of his love and his friendliness and his encouragement and how he's just so happy and interested in people's lives. And she says, can I ask you, are you a Christian? And I said, yes, I am. And she says, I could see it. And I just said to my husband, there's something different about you. And I thought, gee, I mean, we underestimate, all of us, we underestimate the power of the fragrance that we give off through our love, through our encouragement, through the light of Christ that is within us. And it was just such an encouraging thing that hit my heart. And I thought, wow, how many times do you feel in your own life that your life is not impactful? How many times do you doubt your impact for Christ? Yet you may be seeing, there may be fruit that you can't see, should I say. There may be fruit that you can't see through your life. As you touch someone with a word of encouragement, as you encourage somebody with a word where they need it desperately. She broke down in tears. As I said, yes, I'm a Christian. She said, my father had a stroke this week and he's not good. And she just couldn't speak anymore. And right there in the gym, I put my arm on her, my hand on her shoulder. And I just said, can I pray for you? And she just bawled and she cried. And I just said, Lord, may your presence just touch her and may it just build her up and strengthen her. And may your comfort and your peace be upon her life and her family's life. You know, just small moments that we get to just diffuse love into this world for the glory of Christ. We get moments in our lives to diffuse this fragrance. You know, in my own life, though, I've gone through times where I think, if I can put this in a picture form, it's almost sometimes like we're guilty of taking our fragrance and we put it in our pocket and it never really, we never diffuse it into the atmosphere around us. I know we're quiet, some of us. We're more quiet than others. But man, there's nothing more than and nothing more attractive than a Christian who goes out their way to encourage others, to build others up, to love others, to share a word, to smile. You know, sometimes I look at Christians and I think of my past and I go, yes, I think sometimes people, I wonder if they wondered I was really saved. Because I must look miserable in my life. Now, they are miserable days, don't get me wrong. But I think God has called us to pour out everything he gives us. And the Bible says that he gives us the oil of joy and gladness instead of sorrow and heaviness. How are you diffusing the oil of joy and gladness into people's lives around you? I think we've got to take this perfume, this fragrance, if I can call it, out of our pockets, and we've got to start saying, you know what, Lord, I'm going to intentionally love on people. I'm going to intentionally pray for people. When was the last time, don't put up your hands, but when was the last time you prayed for somebody at your workplace? When was the last time you maybe shared a word of encouragement? When was the last time you shared the gospel with someone? When was the last time you shared your testimony with someone around you? Maybe you haven't done it in a while. And this simple message this morning, I just thought I'd bring something so simple this morning to say, God is calling us to take the perfume out of our pockets and to start spraying it, to start speaking words of life into people, being intentional and touch people's lives with our words and with our actions. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, but thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread, there's that word spread or diffuse, the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. When I read that, I think, Am I really doing that? Am I spreading the aroma of the knowledge of Christ everywhere? That's what he's calling us to do. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ. It's almost like, in a sense, we pick up a bottle every morning that it says the aroma of Christ, and we take that and we spray it on ourselves, and say, I'm going to carry the aroma of Christ to the world today. It says, we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. That's because some people will reject the truth that we bring. Some people will not accept the aroma that we have. They will not like it because they are happy in their dark situation. They are happy in their situation to reject the truth of Christ and his presence. And so sometimes when we minister deliverance to people, they'll say, you know, the first time we met you, we hated you. We couldn't stand you when we were in the room and we were like taken back. And they said, but now that we've been set free, we understand the love of Christ through you. It was the light of Christ shining through your life. But when we were in darkness, we couldn't take it. It irritated them. And so your aroma, be encouraged. Your aroma is going to irritate some people. It's going to irritate their sinuses when you speak of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And take courage. Be bold. Don't worry about what they say. To others, you're going to be a fragrance of life. And you're going to bring life into their hearts and into their lives. I want to close with this one thought as the worship team comes up. Maybe with your eyes closed this morning, ask ourselves the question, Lord, am I really a true worshiper that brings an aroma, a fragrance of life to my family members, to my spouse, to people around me? Am I really giving off pleasing aromas through my actions, through my words, through at my workplace? Am I spreading the gospel? Am I praying? Am I giving off the aroma of love, of patience? This morning, as you just reflect on that question, ask for the presence again of the Holy Spirit to be poured out on your life. The ultimate aroma and fragrance is the presence of the Holy Spirit that embalms our lives and our hearts. And without Him, we are powerless and ineffective. I think of how beautiful the time was when Mary came to Jesus and poured out that pound of expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus and anointed His feet. And took her hair and wiped his feet with it. And everyone around him, a lot of the disciples and the Pharisees, were furious with that lady as she wasted that expensive perfume on the Lord. But I think this morning, as we sit and we reflect, let's pray that prayer in our hearts. Lord, may we be your powerful aroma to this world. Lord God, may we exercise the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Joy and love and peace and patience and goodness and long-suffering and self-control. Lord, may we just blossom those fruits in our lives so that people would be able to see that in us and feed off that fruit in our lives and be encouraged. So Lord, pour your Spirit out on us, we pray this morning. And may the fragrance of heaven pour out over our lives, and may it flow from our lives to people around us. We're going to worship with this closing song. You're welcome to stand with us and sing it with us. Listen to the beautiful words.
Spirits out, rushing wind, fire of God, fall within. Holy Ghost, breathe on us, we pray. As we repent, turn from sin, revival ember smoldering, breath of God fan us into flame. We need a fresh wind, the fragrance of heaven. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out.
Prophesy and see.